是
斯博士。
The speaker today is Dr. Thomas Foster.
他是非盛英文部的一位老师。
He's the professor of our English department.
并教授社会教会历史一课。
He teach church history.
他今天要分享的主题和他本人一样的神秘。
The topic he's going to share is as mysterious as himself.
下面有请我们的讲员托马斯博士和翻译陈武能博士一起来揭晓今天的讲道主题和信息分享。
So let's welcome Dr. Foster and Dr. Wilson Chuan to tell us the topic.
Well, good morning, everyone. I think I've never seen myself as mysterious.
我从来不看自己是神秘的。
But perhaps that's the way I come across. I don't know.
那可能是我今天面对了。
I do believe that today's message specifically will not be very mysterious, as you will see in just a few moments.
我非常的确定，那今天的信息呢，不是神秘主义的。
Some time ago, I was reading the book of Malachi.
不久之前，我在看马拉加书，马拉基书时。
And I found its message very challenging.
那我发现这个信息是很挑战的。
For one thing, it certainly challenged myself.
因为呢，我确定它是挑战了我自己。
To the point that I had to raise a couple of questions concerning my own life.
那到一个程度呢，我必须要重拾我生命中的一些事情。
Now you may know that for this year our theme is longing for God.
那也许你知道，我们今年神学院的主题是渴望上帝。
I have taken the liberty to reverse its order.
那我将它的次序就反过来。
So today's topic is God longing for us.
那就把这个渴慕上帝呢改为上帝渴慕我们。
God longing for us.
上帝渴慕我们。
And of course, in the context of this, we'll be raising two questions.
那根据这个经文呢，那我们会提到两个问题。
The first one is, what are my motives for serving God?
那第一个问题呢，我服侍神的动机是什么？
And the second one is, what is my relationship with the church?
第二个问题是，我和我教会的关系是什么？
God longing for us.
上帝渴慕我们。
Let me say one thing very clearly at the very beginning.
那开始之前呢，我要讲一个清楚的强调一件事。
When I was preparing this message, I was not thinking of any of you.
当我预备这篇讲章的时候呢，我没有想到你们任何人。
I was thinking of my own life and some things which I've observed throughout my experience as a Christian.
那我只想到我个人的生命，以及我在做基督徒，那我的一些的经验。
God longing for us.
上帝渴慕我们。
We've already heard Holy Scripture being read to us, so I suggest at this point that we approach its author in prayer.
那我们已经听了这个经文的读经，那现在呢，我们要来向这个圣经的作者他来上帝来祷告。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Lord and God, we thank you that you have assembled us this morning.
我们的主，我们的神，我们谢谢你今天早上召聚我们。
And we thank you above all that you are God who speaks.
那我们感谢你，因为你是寻找的神。
We thank you that we cannot misunderstand you.
我们谢谢你，因为我们能够认识你。
And sometimes you have words of encouragement.
有时候我们得到你话语的鼓励。
And sometimes you have words of rebuke and redress.
那因此有时候我们再次会被更新起来。
Would you give us minds to comprehend?
求主给我们能够一个明白的一个心思。
Would you give us hearts of obedience?
给我们有一个顺服的心。
And we pray this not only on our own behalf, but also on behalf of the churches which you have called us to lead.
我们不单是这样的为自己祈祷，也是为了我们你呼召我们要服事的教会来向你这样的祈求。
Father, we profess that we are unworthy servants.
主，我们承认我们是不配的仆人。
And at the same time, you still long for us and our service.
然而，你还渴慕我们服事你。
So we pray that this morning would be a time of refreshment.
所以我们祈求今天早上你更新我们。
A time of rejuvenation.
再使我们有能力。
A time of recalibration.
那我们再次的啊，能够复兴起来。
Help us, we pray, as we pray all these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
垂听我们祷告，当我们奉父之灵的名来祈祷。
Amen.
Amen.
God's first few words are, I have loved you, says the Lord.
神说话的开始几个字是我曾爱你们，耶和华说。
Now this message was very much needed during this time.
这信息在这个时代呢是非常需要的。
It is the year 450 BC.
在那时是非常需要的，因为那时候是公元前450年。
Judah and Benjamin had finally returned from exile.
那犹大支派变雅敏支派两个支派的人呢，最终从被掳之地归回了。
Now a Persian governor rules in Jerusalem.
那在耶路撒冷有一位波斯的总督在治理。
Other men are active in the country, men such as Ezra and Nehemiah.
那在那个国家里面还有一些人啊，像以斯拉呢、尼希米呢，他们在啊活动。
And overall, there is a spirit of excitement in the air.
整体来说，耶路撒冷城里的人都很兴奋激动。
And at first glance, everything seems to be fine.
那乍看之下，样样都好。
In Israel, in Jerusalem, in the capital city.
在耶路撒冷，在以色列，每件事情呢都按部就班。
I have loved you, says the Lord.
我曾爱你们，耶和华说。
And yet, despite this affirmation of love, our passage also contains an element of critique.
那不过，除了提到爱，我们的经文还有批判的话。
A critique leveled at the priests, the leaders of the people of God.
那对神的百姓的领袖，祭司们的批判。
Now, looking at you, who do I see?
当我看你们的时候，我看到什么呢
？To begin with, you are not priests in the Old Testament sense.
那我看到你们的时候，我知道你们不是像旧约圣经意思所说的祭司们。
You do not bring sacrifices.
因为你没有献祭。
But still, who do I see?
然而，我看着你们，我看到什么呢
？Ministers.
传道人
，some returning ministers，
一些是再回来的一些的牧师
，and for the most part future ministers，
还有我们大多数人呢是未来的传道人牧师们
，and even if you're not involved in the ministry as such， you are involved in the context of the ministry。
那就算你不是属于这些的这一类些的种类呢，你还是在整个的这个牧养的背景下工作的人。
In short, we're all addressed.
那简短说，我们都是服事的，我们都是祭司。
What does the Lord say to us?
那神对我们说什么呢
？The Lord Almighty speaks. If I am Father, where is the honor due me?
万军之耶和华说：“我既为父亲，尊敬我的在哪里
？”We see first of all.
我们首先看到。
During the time of Malachi, the people were sacrificing animals which did not conform to the regulations.
那就是在马拉基的时代的时候，那些百姓他们献祭的时候，没有按照这个规矩，按照要求去做。
They offered blind, crippled, diseased animals.
他们献上这个瞎眼的、瘸腿的、有疾病的这个牛羊。
In short, animals which the people themselves didn't want to have to begin with.
简单的说，其实这些献的祭物呢，是他们这些献的人呢本身都不想要的。
It was the attitude of offering up what remains.
那这就是说，献上那剩下的。
Essentially, it's the same thing as offering up the content of one's rubbish bin as a gift.
那就像有时候就是说。我们献上一些的废物垃圾这些样的东西献给上帝。
It was therefore a cheap service of God.
那所以呢，因此呢，对神来说，这是太廉价的一个服事了。
Cheap in content, cheap in value.
价值上是很低廉的，还有这个献上的这个东西也是很太廉价了。
Essentially, it is the attitude which says, I come first.
那祖先讲到态度，态度方面。
Me and my career.
我的职业。
Then, my spare time.
那优先我的职业，然后之后呢，我空闲的时间。
And God can have whatever then remains.
那神呢，就有那个剩下的了，剩下的属于神。
And in daily life, very often it is the local church that has to bear the brunt of this attitude.
那这个呢，就是在我们日常生活当中呢，一些的教会常常会出现的这样的一个事情。
Despite the fact that the church is the body of Christ.
那不要不讲教会了，就讲到我们自己吧。
Despite its sin, despite its weakness.
我们那个轻视这个藐视这样的一个供物呢，它是本身是罪的，是罪的。
It is still the body of Christ.
那今天还是这样的，照样的做。
We see therefore the church is in danger of becoming a pile of rubbish.
那所以我们看到呢，这个教会呢，落在呢，做着好像是呢，献这个垃圾献废物的的一个情况。
We see secondly.
那第二方面呢
？While bringing these offerings, the people didn't even use their mind one single bit.
当这些人献祭的时候，他们甚至呢，那个心思都不在意的。
Because it was all a mindless ritual.
那不管到圣经怎么样规定。
And God confronts them with it.
那怎么样的面对神
？Try offering it to your governor.
那神就是因此说呢。你试试看，如果你把这些东西给你的那些长官
，Try、
都会怎么样
？Offering to your governor，
那你给他们看看他们会怎么样
？And if you do not dare to offer to him, then why are you offering it to me？
如果你不敢这样给那些省长啊，给这些长官，那你怎么可以把这样的供物来献给我呢
？Israel, are you mad？
以色列人啊！你们是不是神经有错乱呢
？Do you not know that the Lord is hurt？
你们不知道，因此呢，神会受伤害吗
？Can you not tell that it is an insult to God Almighty？
难道你不知道这样的做法呢，是对神是一种侮辱吗
？It was therefore a mindless service to God。
那所以这是什么呢？这是一个不在意的一个服事。
I believe we Christians, we would not dare to be late at work.
我相信我们这个做服侍神的呢，我们不敢这样。
We would not dare to be late when it comes to the service of God.
那我们在工作上呢，我们这些做服侍的人呢，我们不敢迟到。
We Christians, we would hesitate to manipulate our tax declarations.
我们这些基督徒呢，我们有时候在报税的时候呢，我们犹豫啊，我该不该怎么样来申报
？But why is it that we hesitate so very much when it comes to giving to the church and to its ministry?
那为什么 当我们要奉献的时候，我们在犹豫呢，我到底要奉献给这个钱给教会呢，还是要奉献给这个事工？
Why do we exact to the very last centavo, cent or yen renminbi?
那为什么我们很斤斤计较到那个百分之一那个非币的那个一分，还有那个美金的一分钱？
Why do we sometimes have more respect for human authorities than for the one divine authority?
那为什么我们有时候呢，我们对那个人这些长官这些掌权的呢，我们是对他们好过这对这个全能的上帝呢？
We see therefore the church is in danger of becoming a self-service shop.
那所以我们发现呢，教会呢已经落在一个好像一个自助的商店。
We see thirdly,
那我们看到
the service of God was corrupted, it was desecrated, it was unholy.
那服侍神呢，越来越恶化，已经呢不圣洁，已经不神圣了。
But of course, that's only the outward result.
当然这些呢都是外面的这些的结果。
It started inwardly with the priests.
那其实里面呢，是因为这个祭司的问题了。
The priests themselves despised the things of God.
这些祭司们本身呢，他们藐视给神的这些供物。
To them, their work was an unbearable burden.
他们认为他们的工作呢，是受不了的一个负担。
It was therefore a despicable service to God.
因此呢，他们的服事呢，就是这样的一个状况。
We too have to be on the guard not to see our work as a burden.
那我们要小心，我们的不要像世界一样。
You know, as ministers, some of you will be placed in very small churches.
你知道，你们身为传道人。我们当中有些人将来可能被放在小教会里面。
Please never look down on your small flock.
请记得不要轻视这样的小小的一个羊群。
It is the flock of God.
因为他们是神的羊。
As co-workers at church, you will be working perhaps behind the scenes.
那我们身为这个教会的同工。那请我们不要注重在名声上。
Let me remind you, it is not about you, it has never been about you, and it will never become about you.
那不是关于你自己啊，不是有关你这些事情啊，乃是要注重这是为神做的。
It is not about your reputation and influence, which you can somehow expand.
不是关于你的名声啊，是怎么样越来越好。
As parents, you are charged with bringing up your children in the faith.
那如果作为父母呢，我们被挑战，我们怎么样养育我们的孩子们？
And yes, honestly, that's work.
那看起来，诚实说啊，都好像不错吧。
But if you do not bring up your child in the faith, then the world will bring up your child in ways which you do not want.
那如果你不是照着这个信心来建立他们的信仰的话呢，照你的方法来建立的话呢
？As normal Christians, let us not tire going to church.
那就不行。那还有，身为我们一般的基督徒呢，希望我们不要厌倦去教会了。
Yes, I know we all get tired once in a while. That's unavoidable.
那事实上，我们有时候我们真是累了。
But when we become tired of the things of God, then it is delicate.
那如果我们对神的事情厌烦呢，那就危险了。
We see, therefore, the church activities are in danger of becoming an obligation exercise.
因此，我们看见教会的活动呢，已经落在好像变成操练我们的责任了。
So let us summarize, shall we?
那我们一起做一些结论吧。
Israel didn't really want to sacrifice.
以色列人他们不是真正的想献祭。
The priests just went with it.
那这个祭司们不想。
And they went with it for the very simple reason that they themselves despised their own work.
那他们本身自己呢， 看清自己的执事。
In short, it was a mindless ritual.
那因此呢，变成一个没有在意、没心思的一种的礼仪了。
And the Lord watches.
那神看着。
And the Lord sees.
神看见了。
And the Lord Almighty speaks, I am not pleased with you, and I will accept no offering from your hands.
那神看见了，这个全能的上帝就说了，我不喜悦你们，也不从你们手中收纳供物。
I have asked myself the question.
我曾经问我自己这样的一个问题。
Why did Israel fall so far from grace?
以色列人为什么这样的远离了上帝的恩典？
Why is it that churches of all kinds of colors and backgrounds fall into the trap of dead religion?
为什么那些许多的教会呢，多彩多姿的这样有不同的背景呢，竟然掉进了好像死宗教这样的胡同呢？
Why?
为什么呢？
The answer is this.
那个回答是这样的。
The priests back then had forgotten about the majesty of God.
那时候的祭司们呢，他们忘记了上帝的荣耀威严。
They had forgotten about Egypt and the Exodus.
他们已经忘记了埃及，忘记了出埃及的事情。
But beyond that, they had even forgotten that God had brought them out from exile.
那还有呢？他们也忘记神竟然带领他们从被掳之地归回。
Despite the fact that they were experiencing this right now.
那他们都忘记了。
The priests back then didn't know, or perhaps didn't know any more about what the service of God means.
那时候的祭司们不再知道。服侍神到底是什么意思？
It is about assembling the people in order to worship the Lord together as one people.
那其实那意思就是说，把会众召集起来，一同来敬拜神。
The priests didn't know of their corporate responsibility.
那祭司们呢，不知道他们集体的责任。
As a people, their task was to proclaim the glory of God among the nations.
他们是同一个民族的，他们要共同的工作，就是在万国当中、万邦当中来见证上帝。
Their task was to testify to the glory of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
要为见证亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
As the Lord Himself says,
就像神所吩咐的
My name will be great among the nations, from the rising to the setting of the sun, says the Lord Almighty. My name will be great among the nations.
万军之耶和华说，从日出之地到日落之处，我的名在外邦中必尊为大。
I've read this twice.
我读这句话两次。
You certainly noticed that.
你大概注意到吗？
But I don't think you know why I read it twice.
那我不知道你为什么知道我为什么要把这句话读两次。
Again, looking at you, who do I see?
再次说，当我看你们的时候，我看见什么呢？
Gentiles.
外邦人。
Who do I see looking at the mirror?
当我看到你们的时候，好像照镜子，我看到什么呢？
The face of a Gentile.
就是外邦人的脸。
We're all Gentiles.
我们都是外邦人。
Hence, the prophecy of Malachi has been fulfilled.
那因此呢，这个马拉基先知的预言已经应验了。
Because all of us Gentiles, we confess faith in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We do.
那我们这些在各处的我们这些外邦人呢，都一样的来承认亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
And just like Israel of old, we have the same task of speaking of the same grace. In fact, the superabundant grace of the God of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac.
那我们就像以色列一样，我们有丰富的恩典，从亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神所领受到的。
We are tasked with the gospel.
Say it.
We are tasked with the gospel.
我们是福音的工作。
The gospel of Jesus Christ, Christ having liberated us from sin.
耶稣基督的福音，耶稣基督释放我们脱离了罪。
And Christ placing us in his body, the church, as leaders.
那基督他把我们放在他的教会里面，让我们在那边做这个领袖。
My name will be great among the nations, even among you and me.
那我的名在外邦中必尊为大。
I was mentioning earlier that we'll be looking at two questions this morning.
我刚说过了，今天早上我们要讲到两个问题。
Number one was, what are my motives of serving God?
第一个问题是，我服侍神的动机是什么？
And the second one is, what is my relationship with the church?
第二个问题是，我和我教会的关系是什么？
I suggest we address the latter issue.
那我们现在要看这样的一个问题了。
What is my relationship with the church?
就是我和我教会的关系是什么？
Which of course begs the question, what is the church?
那更好的一个问题呢，那教会到底是什么？
The church is the body of Christ.
教会是基督的身体。
We've already heard that a bit earlier.
我们前面已经讲过了，听过了。
The church is the body of Christ.
教会是基督的身体。
But what does that mean?
那到底是什么意思呢？
The church is not some kind of club, religious or otherwise, which you can join or not join.
那教会呢，不是一种俱乐部，不管是宗教的或哪一类的一种俱乐部，我们可以去参加。
As Paul writes, for we were all baptized by one spirit into one body.
那是呢，我们大家都是被一个圣灵那所洗呢，成为一个身体。
The church is the body of Christ in which we assemble.
那这个教会呢，是我们聚集的这个基督的身体。
What water is to the fish and what the air is to the bird, so the body of Christ is to the Christian.
那我们受洗，那我们经过主耶稣的救赎，我们成为一体。
It is within the body of Christ in which we are to grow, thrive, and blossom.
那在基督的身体里面呢，我们需要成长，要越来越像主。
You know, God has not placed us as lone rangers or somehow guerrilla fighters somewhere out there alone.
那神不是让我们做独行侠，或者做一些的战士啊，游击战的那个游击队的那个战士，我们独行独来独往。
But rather, He has placed us in the church in order for us to grow and thrive within the church with brothers and sisters.
他把我们放在教会里面，让我们在基督里面来成长，要我们成为弟兄们和姐妹们。
Are you surprised?
你惊讶吗？
Don't be.
不要惊讶。
You all know what it is to have father and mother and perhaps brother or sister or cousin and cousin.
那虽然有些是做了父亲母亲，还有我们一些姻亲的关系。
What is true in the natural realm is equally true in the supernatural realm.
但是我们现在在地上这样的真实的事情呢，在属灵的这个范畴也是这样的真的。
It is within the body of Christ, is within the church that we grow and thrive.
那就是我们在基督在基督的身体里面呢，我们兄弟姐妹，我们一起成长。
And sometimes I really marvel at how much people thrive within the church.
那有时候我对一些人，他们在教里面，他们的信心成长很快，我觉得很惊讶。
Let me give you an example.
举一个例子。
My cousin came to faith a bit later than myself.
Older than you or younger than you?
Older.
我的表姐呢，她比我晚信主。
But in terms of the faith, she took off like a rocket.
但是在信心这方面来讲呢，她好像火箭式这样的成长很快。
I, in contrast, was very different.
那 我呢是很不同的。
Like a snail, I was inching my way forward.
那我好像一只蛇这样慢慢的前行。
No kidding.
不是开玩笑。
Why this difference? Why this contrast?
那为什么会这样的发生呢？
I attributed to the fact that back then she had the church, whereas in my early years I did not.
就是当时呢，我的这个表姐呢，她有教会的生活，而我没有。
The church which Christ loves.
那个教会呢，有基督的爱。
Because Paul writes further, Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy and blameless.
因为保罗说。基督爱教会、啊、使他能够圣洁无瑕疵的用道洁净他。
You see, Christ did not die first and foremost for you.
那你知道、啊、基督不是这样的为你、啊、不是这样只是的为你而死而已。
Or for me.
或者为我死。
Or for any other individual.
或者为我们每一个人死。
But first and foremost, Christ died for his church.
那是最重要的呢，基督为他的教会死。
And yet more, he has placed us as brothers and sisters within this one church.
那还有呢，他把我们众人放在教会里面做弟兄们和姐妹们。
And yes, we have already heard it earlier. For we were all baptized by one spirit into one body, says Paul.
我们刚刚有特别提到，我们都是、因圣灵而受洗，而成为一体一个身体。
You certainly notice that I'm emphasizing this quite a bit.
那你当然知道我在强调什么。
The church as a place is attractive as long as we are committed to the church.
这个教会能够被吸引，这个教会能够、成为一个强壮的教会，就在。当我们能够、我们能够、在里面被吸引。
I cannot emphasize this enough.
我不能够、有足够的强调。
What was it like when I first became a member of a church? I wonder when I go back in time.
当我开始成为教会的一份子的时候，我到底是怎么样呢？
What do I remember?
我记得什么呢？
Well, we certainly live forgiveness.
在这里呢，我们生活呢，我们是彼此饶恕的。
We took care of each other.
在这里，我们彼此照顾。
The generations meet and the peoples meet.
那在这个地方呢，我们有世代的这个、交流，上一代、现在的一代。
Now you can tell me, well, you're painting a very rosy picture of the church.
那你也可以告诉我，你们的经验哈，一定很丰富的。
But if that's what you think, then you have not heard correctly.
那如果这是你的想法、还不够正确。
Because I started by saying it is here that we live forgiveness.
因为我开始说什么呢？我说在这个地方呢，我们活出这个饶恕来。
And you can only live forgiveness after you sin against each other.
那你能够活出这个饶恕来呢？就是要在当你得罪人之后才活出这个饶恕。
And yes, there is sin at church a hell of a lot.
那是的，有很多很多的罪。
And yet still, Paul writes, Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
但是保罗还是说，基督爱教会，为他舍命。
To make her holy and blameless.
要使他成为圣洁无瑕疵的。
God's command, God's yearning for us is our sanctification, our holiness.
神命令我们，那神也要使我们圣洁。
But of course, if these things are not visible among us any longer, then we're not too different from the world.
那如果这些看不到呢，那我们跟世人就没有两样了。
And then we're in danger of forgetting the glory of God.
那我们就落在忘记了上帝的荣耀的这个危险当中。
And then we're in danger of just going down the same route as Israel of old.
我们就会走到这个以色列人错误的道路，同样的道路上。
But Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy and blameless.
那基督却爱教会，为教会舍命，要叫她成为圣洁，无瑕疵的。
Tell me.
请告诉我。
Can we love the bride of Christ any less?
那我们能不能够爱基督的心腹少一点呢？
For this purpose, the service of God does not have to become an obligation exercise. No.
那因为这样的缘故呢，那我们这个can you say it again?
For this purpose,
and then,
the service of God does not have to become an obligation exercise.
那因为这个缘这样的情况呢，所以呢，我们服侍神呢，并不是一种操练我们的。
Quite the contrary, it is a privilege to worship the Lord and to worship Him together.
那反而变成了这是一种特权，我们一起服侍神。
What we were singing at the very beginning, God is enthroned on the praises of His people.
那我们也看到呢，神以赞美他的子民的赞美为宝座。
It is here that he wants to meet us primarily, here together with brother and sister.
因为是在这个地方，要兄弟们、姐妹们以的赞美来绕着他。
God delights in communing with his children, the saints.
神很喜欢跟他的儿女们呢、圣徒们呢一起的交通。
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味。
For this purpose, the service of God does not have to become some self-service shop where each one just takes what he or she needs.
因此呢，这样的服侍神呢，并不变成好像一个自助的一个商店哦。你要什么，喜欢怎么样，他喜欢怎么样了。
After all, we have the same commission as Israel of old.
那最终来说，我们都有同样的使命，就好像以色列人一样。
Be holy. Because I am holy.
我们要你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Now you know that I've spent some time in Scotland.
那你们知道呢？我曾在这个苏格兰住过一段时间。
And as a result of it, I'm somewhat familiar with some parts of Scottish church history.
那因此呢，我就有点熟悉有关苏格兰的教会历史。
Have you ever heard the name of Robert Murray McShane?
不晓得大家有听过这个Robert Murray McShane 牧师的故事吗
？Okay, I thought not.
没有哈。
Robert Murray McShane was a very famous minister in the Church of Scotland in the 19th century.
在十九世纪的时候，这个 McShane 牧师是一个非常出名的牧师。
Famous he was, even though he lived for only 30 years.
他非常的出名。就算虽然他只活了三十岁
，And McShane once said, quote,
那这个马歇牧师他曾经这样说
，The people God has given me need above all else my holiness.
神的子民呢，神的子民给我呢一个最给我一个需要是什么呢？最高的需要呢？除了要什么呢？就是要我的圣洁。
I'll read it again. The people God has given me need above all else my holiness.
上帝的子民呢，让我觉得有一个需要，我最需要的呢，不是别的，就是我的圣洁。
As ministers, you and I are strong when we are different, when we are dedicated, when we are committed.
那我们做传道人呢？我们能够成为好的传道人，当我们是委身的。
For this purpose, the service of God does not have to become a pile of rubbish where we only give what remains.
那因此呢，我们这样的服侍神呢，不要变成说一大堆的一些的垃圾废物。
What is that God wants?
神要什么呢？
He wants our heart, and he wants hearts which serve him wholeheartedly.
他要我们的心，而且要我们的服侍是全心的侍奉。
You see, no one wants to be loved somehow.
你知道，没有人需要人家马马虎的爱他，
不可
奈何的爱他。
No one wants to be loved less than 100%.
也没有人想被爱呢少过百分之百的爱。
Guess what?
那你猜猜看。
God is no different.
神也不例外。
He wants our hearts and he wants our hearts entirely.
他要我们的心，而且要我们全整个心。
Because then we will be spiritually healthy and we will maintain our spiritual health.
因为呢，这样呢，我们就会这个属灵方面呢是完全的健康，而且呢，我们仍然维持我们灵性上面的一个健康。
You see, at the end of the day, what is this all about?
那一天的末了呢？一天的结束到底是什么事情重要呢？
At the end of the day, BSOP and the church is about God longing for you and for me.
那一天的结束，不管是飞升还有神呢，还有我们呢，神呢就是渴望我们。
And to that end, the Son of God has died in order to set us free of sin.
因为那个目的呢，上帝的儿子呢，为我们的罪死了。
And to place us in His church as leaders.
然后把我们放在他的教会里面做领袖们。
He loved us first.
他先爱我们。
Can we love the divine bridegroom Christ any less?
那我们可不可以透过这个基督的心腹，我们爱基督呢？
Can we?
我们能够爱他吗？
Which of course brings us back to the very beginning, does it not?
那因此呢，我回到前面两个问题。
We were looking at two questions.
我们看了两个问题。
Which we have to revise over and over again.
我们一再一再的来讲它。
What are my motives for serving God?
我服侍神的动机是什么？
And the second one, what is my relationship with the church?
第二个问题是我和我教会的关系是什么？
And we will be raising these questions over and over again throughout your years of service.
那我们会一直在问这些问题，在我们以后的多年的服事。
But then please remember one thing.
那请记得一件事。
In this world, our service for the Lord will always be called into question.
我们今天在世界上的服事呢，都会常常会有一些问题的。
Because whatever comes from God is questioned in this world.
因为在从神来的呢，就会
is questioned in this world.
就被这个世界来问质疑。
And even we stand in that temptation.
而且呢，还有一些的试探。
But more importantly, remember this one last thing.
那请记得最后的一件事。
Remember God longing for you and for your service.
神渴慕你，还有渴慕你的服事。
I have loved you, says the Lord.
我曾爱你，耶和华说。
The Lord Almighty longs, yearns for your service and mine in His church.
全能的上帝，他渴慕你，还有我的服事。
I have loved you, says the Lord.
我曾爱你，耶和华说。
I have loved you, says the Lord.
我曾爱你，耶和华说。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Lord and God, we are often speechless as we come before you.
我们的神，我们的主，你对我们说话，当我们来到你面前的时候。
Because as we ponder your love, we cannot understand the depth of your love.
当我们思索你的爱的时候，我们真的不能够了解。
We pray for one thing only.
我们为一件事情。
That at the end of our existence, we would hear the words coming from your lips.
在我们 结束人生的时候能够听到你口中的一句话。
Well done, good and faithful servant.
你这忠心良善的仆人。
We long to hear those words.
我们渴慕能够听到这句称赞。
Already now we long to hear those words.
我们已经渴慕你这样的说。
Thus help us to be dedicated to you.
因为这句话会帮助我们更加的对你委身。
In our doing, in our thinking, in our speaking.
在我们的言语，我们的行动，我们的思想。
Day in and day out.
每天进进出出。
In good days and bad days.
在好的环境或者坏的环境。
With sunshine and rain.
有日光或者是下雨。
In sickness or in health.
我们有疾病或者我们健康的时候。
This is our one prayer.
这是我们的祷告。
Grant us this request, we pray.
求你垂听我们这样的祷告。
As we pray all these things in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们奉父子灵的名这样祈求。
Amen.
Amen.